Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
Well, the mornings are wonderful. It's a little cooler now.
Yeah.
We've had all this rain. Everybody says we've had too much rain, but we have had rain. we could have used it a little earlier in the year, but that 3 inches was really appreciated.
Yeah, I hope you had a bucket out and kind of collect it and save it for when it gets a little bit dry next time.
That's right. Well, and it ran off real bad. Oh. You know, it was coming down so hard that a lot of it did hit the culverts and all that.
Oh, gee, you didn't
but
have
it was
any.
A wonderful rain, even though a lot of people got a lot of damage.
Yeah. See, now, you know, you didn't have any damage, though, did you, at the house?
No, we did not. But people on up at Denton had a lot.
Hmm. Wow.
And the road was closed. The highway was closed because there's so much water. They might have drowned if they drove through that.
Oh, yeah, that's dangerous. You know, it's like I know they always say when it rains, it pours, but I'm starting to think maybe that really is true. It's not just a saying anymore. It's like, because when it rains there, I mean, it rains. And when it doesn't,
I mean, it gets up and does it. It isn't just some little pitter-patter.
No.
Yeah.
It gets up and rains. And then that's it.
It comes full force.
Ooh, wow. Now,
yeah,
sometimes when it rains like that and it floods and there's too much water rushing in from all over the place, it messes up like the pumps and the sprinkler system. Did any of that go down, or did all that like make it through?
That made it through. Somebody else messed it up, but it wasn't rain.
Somebody else did.
Yeah, somebody else took care of that. Yeah.
Well, all right. There is always drama at the Bagby house, I tell you.
Let me tell you something. There's always somebody out here. Something's always wrong. There's always somebody saying, let me in the gate.
Let me in the gate.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, you'll drop your jaw if I show up and bring the thing and say, let me in the gate.
That's right.
It's over.
I would. I'd say, and what are you doing for me today? I mean, everybody else is.
I'm here to work on something.
That's right. Everybody comes to work on something.
It's not the
barns or the gazebo. I mean, there's something all the time.
I know. And it's not going to be too much longer, because I know you've had people out, you know, fixing things, but it won't be too much longer before you have the crews come out and start doing the Christmas lights. And then they'll be wanting to work on stuff.
I know. First, we've got to do the Thanksgiving things outside.
Oh,
then the Christmas. Already done all the pumpkins in the house. And the little men and all the creatures and all that is done.
The men and the creatures?
What? Well, you know, we have the little scarecrow and all that.
Oh.
Yeah.
What kind
of little creatures? We have little scarecrows and all that.
I wasn't sure. I've never heard anybody call it, oh, yeah, we did the pumpkins and the men and the creatures. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, the little creatures, you know.
Well,
we have quite a few of those, and a lot of little pumpkins and hay and things that are important.
Yeah, yeah. I've started to get some of the pumpkin stuff, like pumpkin rolls and things at the bakery at the store, and started getting all the fall flavors. We've already started to dabble into those, and so it's like, oh.
Well, everybody's doing pumpkin spice donuts and cookies and all this.
Mm.
And then the cream cheese in the middle. I mean, I'm pretty interested in that.
Yeah. Yeah, we found a pumpkin roll the other day that had some cream. It was cream cheese in between the thing, and then they roll it up. You know, kind of like a Yule log, except it was a pumpkin cake. Oh, my word, it was delicious.
I bet it was rich and it was good.
It was. Goes great with vanilla ice cream. Just saying.
Everything goes with vanilla ice cream. And I'll tell you something I bet you didn't know. You know, when you see these off brands at, Walmart, and it'll say Blue Bunny, and it says all these things we never heard of. If you're like me, you never buy that. It has to be Bluebell.
Yeah.
We never buy an off-brand. And I was reading the other day where all that came from. It's a farmer and his wife in Iowa, and they have this huge herd of cattle. And their dairy farm supplies all this ice cream under Blue Bunny to Walmart.
Really?
Yeah, and they've been doing it for years, and the way it got its name is when they started, they said, Well, we've got a dairy going. We're making ice cream. We're going to sell it to the public. What can we name it? And they had a contest to name the farm ice cream, and the people named it Blue Bunny.
I had no idea.
Yeah. I thought that was very interesting.
That is interesting. Well,
yeah.
I'll be.
So it's not some cheap little old thing. I thought it was some cheap ice cream that I didn't want to try.
Yeah.
Then I found out it's a farmer and his wife in Iowa that makes that ice cream, and they had a contest to name it Blue Bunny.
Well, my word, I'm going to have to go get some now. I
so
was kind of like
I'm
you.
So now I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not some cheap ice cream. It's a regular ice cream with real butter, real cream, and made, you know, from scratch.
Yeah.
From absolute scratch.
I mean, it's real right there that on the farm. I'm always afraid of trying, especially ice cream, because even the bad ones are pretty good. But still, I mean, you got like, you know, Bluebell, and it's just like that's like the Mac Daddy, and then everything else kind of gets compared to that. I'm always afraid to try different brands because, you know, they taste weird. You know, sometimes you get the off
brands. That's
right.
They have different ingredients.
Yeah.
Sometimes ice cream is slick.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say that.
It
but
is.
Anyway, I'm going to try Blue Bunny and see, you know, if they did a good job or not.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to try but, some too.
Yeah. It's a dairy in Iowa.
Hmm. I did not know that. I thought it was a factory,
No, it's not some big factory.
No.
It's a farm operation in Iowa that makes it, and they named it Bluebell. The people in Iowa did.
Wow. Well, I've seen all the different things because they have some in the pints and the gallons and all that, and then they have the stuff on the stick, and it all. I mean, it looks good, but I was like you. I was afraid to try it, so.
One. I was, too, because it wasn't a brand we knew, and I always stick with known brands.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to try it because it sounds like it's got all the cream and butter and milk in it. It should have and eggs.
Yeah, and you know anything that comes straight from a farm is the most delicious things there ever were.
That's right. It's usually a lot better if it's a farm-produced product.
Yeah. Yeah, almost all the time it's better. I mean, it's right there. It's fresh. It's I don't know. It sounds really good now. I didn't know that, and I don't know why I didn't know that, but I'm open to it now.
Well, I didn't either, and I thought it was some faraway place that had this huge factory and a discount store, and it was making it.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
Yeah, well, see, look at that. It's a Saturday morning. It's not even a Monday through Friday, and we learn something.
That's right. You should learn something every day, they tell me.
Well, I should, but when it has to do with ice cream, I'm like really extra paying attention, so.
Well, yes, I mean, we all are. And I'll tell you another thing everybody should pay attention to is the little Bluebell cups. I love those.
Oh,
and they
yeah.
go like hotcakes. They don't last any time.
No.
And sometimes they're even out of them.
Yeah.
So everybody must use those.
I'm sure they probably do because you think, you see, I thought, oh, this is just a little cup and I'll just get one of these and it'll be great. I'll control my portion size. What I ended up doing was instead of just one, I thought, well, I'll have another one. And then I said, well, I'll have another one. You know, they're not that big.
Oh, no. You're supposed to only have one in the setting.
No. Defeated the whole purpose.
So you just... There was nobody to tell you no,
there wasn't.
That's what happened.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, with Bluebell, it's so delicious. I mean, you can't just stop at one little cup. I mean, how's that possible?
I mean, it is delicious. I hate to admit.
Yeah. We even like to take the, like, especially when they come out with the Christmas and it's got the cookies in it. We like to take that and then get those, the cookies at the store that have like the, you know, they're white and they're really puffy. And then they've got like the icing on top with maybe some sprinkles or something. We like to break those up, take some more snickerdoodles, crack those up and throw those in there as well.
Oh my gosh. Rich.
Oh, it's delicious.
I guess so. But how far do you have to walk after you do that?
Well, I walk back to the store and get another one, and I consider that exercise.
Oh, my gosh. I'd be having to walk every day just to keep from gaining a lot of weight with that deal.
Yeah, I'd have to walk from here to Nova Scotia, I think, to burn it off.
A long way, huh, to get it off.
But it's worth it because it's Bluebell. Oh, and you ever made a milkshake with a Bluebell ice cream? Oh,
I don't think I have.
Oh, you should. Oh,
I start
my goodness.
Quit making malts and milkshakes because they've got so much cholesterol in them that your cholesterol will go straight up.
Well, that's true.
And I know a guy out in West Texas that was a salesman. And, I mean, he had to quit altogether because they didn't know why his cholesterol was going up, up, and up. And he was on the road, and he was having a malt every day.
Oh.
And they told him, no more malt. You got to cut it out altogether.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because all that ice cream and cream and everything goes in the malt.
Yeah.
That's too much. The calories just go right on up.
Oh, no. Well, if you ever feel like going crazy one day and you got a hankering for a milkshake, make you one with some Bluebell. We always make it. We put
that
it in the blender.
That would take care of it.
It would. Make it so it's kind of, it's not quite, you don't eat it with a spoon, but it's not quite, you know, it's not like a liquidy thing.
I bet you could because it's so thick.
Yes. Make that nice and thick. Oh, my God. It's the best milkshake you'll ever have. Guaranteed.
Wow.
Yeah.
I do have a milkshake machine. I mean,
see,
I am prepared.
See, it's a sign. You need to break it out. And make
I
a,
need to just break it out and do it, don't I?
Yeah, you do. Wow.
Wow.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
Of course, if you have to drive through for a milkshake, Whataburger has the second best milkshake. So, you know.
So they do one too.
I'm just
so
saying,
you know where all of them are.
I do.
Amazing deal.
I really do. I know them all. All right.
I mean, you've got it down. Okay.
Let's talk about some money and things to make people money. And
let's talk about it. You know, somebody told me this week that they didn't make as much on their annuity as they thought they should have made. And I thought 9% was pretty good. Because when you take the stock market, if it goes up and your interest gets up there, it's not locked.
Yeah.
With us, if the interest goes up, it's locked. It's not going to go back down before the end of the year. And I was just thinking about that. So if the stock market goes up before the year, it may go back down. And so you don't know what your interest is going to be even at the end of the year because it can still go back down. And with ours, when you make the interest, it's locked in, it's yours.
Hmm.
And that's a big difference.
It really
and
is.
So I was just thinking about that this week. Sometimes the stock market does look real good, but then some days it looks real bad. And your interest is not guaranteed, it's not locked in. So from day to day, your interest can be up, and the next day your interest can be way down. And with us, if you've got an annuity, when they credit it, it's locked. They don't take it away. And at the end of the year, whatever the interest was all year, it's yours. It's locked in. And, it's tax deferred. And your stock brokerage account is not tax deferred.
Mm-mm. You know, it's just sometimes you wonder, okay, when people are – you can have your money in two different places. If you want to, like, absolutely do, like, nothing, have, like, almost nothing to do with it, a lot of people would just put it in the bank and let it sit there. And you're lucky if you make, what, a percent or two, if that, or most times nothing?
Yeah, because most of them do not pay anything on a checking account.
Yeah. So it could sit there and do nothing, or it could sit there and make money in an annuity. It's like you're, as a person involved in your investments, I would almost venture to say that whether it's sitting in a bank or sitting in an annuity, your engagement level doesn't change. You don't have to do anything with engagement. So why make, you know, nothing or 1 or 2% max on a really good day, usually zero, or put it in an annuity and make 9%? I'm thinking that's a win no matter how you look at it, you know?
And it's not 9% every year.
Yeah.
But some years it's less. But some years it's a lot more than that. But it has to average out. It has a great average. So, you know, if you stick with your annuity over the years, it'll make you a lot of money.
Yeah.
And you stick with the stock market, you may come out, and I'm not going to guarantee you will. Some days you do come out. Some years you come out. Then some years you don't make anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's negative.
I mean, you've had stories.
I don't understand their thinking.
No, I don't either. I think sometimes, you know, people swing for the fences and they go for that big overnight thing. But I know that you've told a lot of stories before over the years about how some people will think, you know, wow, you know, with all the ups and then all the downs and all the ups and downs and ups and downs, over the years, they've thought, wow, I've really done well thinking that it's gone up more than down. And then they've come to you and they said, you know, we were looking at our portfolio and we didn't make anywhere near what we thought in the stock market. And so, you know, you have these good rides where, you know, you can ride the wave and do really well. And then some people, I think, maybe just either check out or get used to it or think that's a norm or kind of count on it as like a you would get a paycheck on like the 15th and the 30th or whatever. It becomes normal that, hey, we're just going to keep making all this money in the stock market. And then all of a sudden something happens out of nowhere and then boom. The rug gets pulled out and the bottom falls out and people have lost everything. I know you've sold those stories before.
The companies that we use, they go back and look at the stock market, the years that crashed over the years. There's about, in the last 20 years, every so often there has been. I think 76 was bad, 08 was bad, and I don't remember the others. I'd have to look it up. But every so many years, they've had a failure. And when they do, you have to ride it out because then you don't have enough to move it.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you're kind of stuck. And so, you know, people, they get used to riding that wave. And then after something happens, people oftentimes say, oh, geez, you know, I wish I had, you know, gotten off the train, you know, when at the last stop, or I wish I'd moved things over sooner, or, you know, gosh, why did I have to go for that one more, you know, day, or that one more, had I stopped last week, I would have, you know, and there's all this regret, you know, looking backwards. And so, you know, a lot of times people, if they do make a bunch of money in the stock market, at some point, the balloon will burst. What goes up does come down. I mean, it's Murphy's Law. And so if people have taken money or made money in the stock market, it might be a good time to at least maybe move some of it into a more of a conservative type of thing so that if the bottom does fall out in the stock market, you don't lose everything. You can still preserve.
Remember, your principal's always safe.
Yes. Yeah.
It's always safe.
And you can't say that in Wall Street.
And remember, you have fees when you're in the stock market. So even though you've made some money, you have to figure how much were my fees about.
Oh, yeah.
And it depends if they're managing your money or you're managing. If you're managing it, there's no fees because you wouldn't charge yourself. But if they're managing and if it's enough money, they're charging pretty good fees.
Yeah, they
are.
And
then on mutual funds at the end of the year, you have to settle up on those. Mm-hmm. And so if you owe taxes, you've got to pay them.
Yeah.
So a lot of things are tax deferred and some aren't. And annuities are all tax deferred. Mm-hmm. You don't pay taxes till you start taking it out.
Yeah.
And it's compound interest.
Yep.
So there's a lot of good things about annuities. And then if you put it with the right company, you're really doing good.
Yeah. Oh, and there's also the bonuses that have gone up.
That's right. And they've been, and I got a notice this week, the 16% is good till November, I think, the 23rd.
Really?
Yes. So right. You've got that much time to get that 16% instead of the 14. So it's went up 2 points. The fixed rate has went down on those other policies. Everybody in town has sent me a notice. It's like 4.7 now.
Oh, really?
There's only one company that's still got the 6%.
Hmm. You know, it's like, you know, the bonus, I guess, is... How do we describe that? It's just money on top of money, or that's in addition to your profit?
Look at it this way. It gets you started. No matter what happens to your annuity the first few years, you've already made 16%.
Yeah, and that can't go
away.
So
if the market went down real bad, you're in good shape.
Yeah.
You've already got a 16% bonus, plus whatever it makes. Plus, every year that you put money in, for 3 years, they'll give you that 16% bonus. For 3 whole years.
Yeah. I mean, that's
all
just,
money applied to your annuity.
It's just a win.
You can't beat that.
You really can't. You know, you're not going to get that kind of, you know, I guess, return in anything else. You know, it's like 16% is 16%, and there's no, well, if we feel like it, or if the market's good, or if, you know, this and that and the other thing. And no, it's 16%, and that's good for what, 3 years, you said, each year?
3 years.
Yeah, so.
So every time you put in for the next 3 years, you get that 16% plus whatever it makes on for the year.
Yeah.
So if it makes another 8%, 10%, 5%, doesn't matter. It's yours.
I mean, it's just, I think when it comes time to, you know, actually look at getting ready for, you know, retirement, making sure that you've got a diversified portfolio, it just seems like this is a very good, solid place to start. Like you were saying, it's a good place to start, and a lot of people will finish there, you know? So when they, because you say all the time that when people get close to retirement or maybe hit that retirement stage, that they'll often switch over, if they're even life settlements before, they'll switch over to annuities because they're, ooh, how do you say it? Consistent? Is that the word you
they
like to use?
They are very consistent. People have been doing them for years and years, and the really big companies like the ones we use that are worth $60 billion,
wow,
you know, they're doing a good job on their annuities.
Hmm.
And they're diversified. You're not just in one investment. You're in a multitude of investments.
Yeah. So.
And it's good for an IRA. It's good for a Roth. It's good for a joint account with your wife. You can do it so many ways. You can have more than one account.
Yeah. And people can set them up no matter how they, you know, however they want to. And correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of people will set these up so that, you know, it's something for the kids or the grandkids or something like that.
That's
but
right.
If there's a falling out in the family, it doesn't mean that you're stuck. You can go ahead and make changes if you want to, or if a situation changes or whatever the case may be.
I had someone this week make a change.
Did they really?
They said, put this person on, but do not tell them about any of my wife and my investments.
Wow.
It's only if we're dead and gone can they know about that they're on it.
Huh. Well, that, I guess.
That was different.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know that I've heard that before, but again, it just goes to show the versatility.
It's a fact of life.
Yeah.
Said, oh, you know, we don't want them to have anything as long as we're alive.
Wow. All right.
And they didn't even want them to know that they've been included.
So that's just going to be a surprise.
It will be a surprise.
You know, it's almost smart that way. You know?
I think it is, too, because then they're not trying to rush you out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. You don't want anybody to rush you out. Oh, my gosh.
That's one way to put it. Yeah. Rush
you
out. Oh, my
God.
No
rushing us out, please.
Yeah, no, don't give
and
them any incentive.
If a person has annuities, they may want to be doing life settlements also. You know, we're doing a much better job, and I can't emphasize that enough. You know, we're getting low premiums now. We're getting short-term a lot better. We're using companies that are doing a lot better job. A lot of them have changed management and ownership. So they're giving us a better product back. What they're telling us is the truth. And so it's a lot better than it used to be. And we're having lots and lots of maturities.
Yeah. I know that, you know, when you were talking like many, many, many years ago when you first started doing life settlements, it's always been a good, solid investment. It's always been one of those things where it's conservative. It's a great option for people who want to make a little bit more money than an annuity. It's always been one of these things that is completely self-contained, so it's not affected by anything else. It's always been a wonderful thing as a whole for people to invest in a conservative manner. But over the years, as you have worked with different companies, worked with different people and made those connections and brought these people on board, it's just gotten better. It's almost like making pizza better, you know, which is pretty impossible to do because pizza is already great as it is. But then
That's
you just
right.
add new things and just keep making it better. And they have gotten better over the years. You know, the types of policies that you're looking at, and people send you junk all the time and you don't even look at it, or you look at them but you don't even bid on them, and you say no, this isn't going to work.
I've turned so many down in the last 2 months, it's ridiculous.
I'm sure.
You know, they were 6 years to 12 years. They were 40 to 50 months, 60.
Oh, my.
They just didn't fit. And, you know, our people want to make some money. They don't want to do this just for the fun of it.
No. No. And you're not looking for, returns in 20 or 30 years. You're not looking for this long-term thing.
They're looking for the average, as I said, is 24, 26. But on a lot of ours, the return is 30. We do a lot of them that have a 30% profit.
Now, that's
huge. And that
helps
a lot when you get that.
Yeah, it does. I mean, 30%, that's just, and you don't even have to really do anything. It's just set it and forget it kind of a thing.
It's a very passive thing. You invest in the policies with somebody that's got this type of cancer. When they pass away, you get paid.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
And it's I know people call all the time and they ask you for information and say, I think I understand it, but I don't really. It's really that simple. I mean, that's really all it comes to. And so people decide they get to a point where they want to go ahead and sell their policy. And these are not the policies that you see on TV where the people are, driving all over the place and, traveling the world and taking the cruises and, spending 4 years in Italy and all this and that and the other thing. It's not those at all, because those are the longer returns. And those are the ones that, those policies may be around for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, And so that's not the point. The point is for you to generate shorter returns for your investors, and that's really what they're looking for. So
that's right. They want a short term. They want to turn their money and increase their wealth, which a lot of them have done. And the key to it is low premiums. We all know that now.
Yeah.
Years ago, we didn't know that those premiums have got to be low. And so we're striving now to always have really low premiums. We've only done one, I think, this year that was over. But we escrowed like 3 extra years.
Mm.
So it should be safe. But we're trying to go 2% and under. And if it's 1 point something or 0.25, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And we've got some coming online now that are going to be really, really low. They're $1 million policies, and they look really good.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Yes. So we've got 2 or 3 I think we'll be bringing to the market in a couple of weeks.
Wow. That's fantastic. I mean,
yes.
You look at the size of those, and then you look at that, 1%, 1.5%. It's just like, it's insane when you sit and run the numbers. I know you gave an example of actual hardcore numbers a couple weeks ago, but some of your investors that have been doing this for a number of years have really made a ton of money without the risk of the stock market or global upheaval or, anything like that taking it away. Not only do people know what they're going to make when the policy matures, but the resources are on hand, too. So they don't have to worry about, oh, gosh, where are they going to get the money? And, do they have to borrow the money to pay this out? No, because with insurance companies, they have to have the reserves on hand.
And they all have huge, huge reserves. And they're ready at any time to pay out $10 million, $20 million, whatever the face amount is.
Yeah. And that's
the way it works, we bid it. If we get it, we send out notices and tell everybody, here it is. Would you like to go in it? They go in it. And then when it matures and the person dies, we send them another notice. And we say, this person has passed away. We're now waiting on the death certificate. We get the death certificate. The check comes. We send them another notice. The money's in your bank. So that's just the way it works. And remember, the trustee handles your money at all times. Nevada Trust, been in business 27 years. They handle the money. We do not. Only thing we handle is your premiums coming back.
Yeah.
And that we take care of those. But going in, the account is set up at Nevada Trust, and they oversee it and protect you.
And I'm sure probably people who have either been in the stock market or seen stories about like a broker that may run this scam and that scam and take off with the money, or some other kind of investment where, all these people invested, millions of dollars and now we can't find it. And somebody bought a jet and a yacht and all this. All that is out of the picture because of the trustee. I mean, there's so many rules and regulations And these are federal regulations that are in place, and those are all designed to make sure that the investor is protected as much as humanly possible. And it's really worked fantastic, and you've been doing this for so long. It just seems like, you know, you've got the numbers to back it up. You've got the historical experience to back it up. And just for those who may not know, you yourself get in to some policies if there is room as well. So not only do you walk the walk, or you talk the talk, but you also walk the walk.
That's right. Lots of times I am in a policy with them. And I'm in one of the old ones with them right now.
Oh, no.
So not only do they want it to mature, I do too, in a bad way. I want the fellow to go on. He was supposed to have went. And, you know, at 92, they did an extraordinary thing. No one else would get this treatment, nobody. Because they tell me, I know some people in their 70s that are in bad shape, and they will not operate on their heart. They said, they're in too bad a shape. But 92-year-old, nah, he's not in too bad a shape. Let's put a valve in, you know?
Well, you know, for the right amount of money, people will do just about anything. It's not recommended.
You know, I've always heard there's a difference between a rich man and a poor man. And now I see what the difference is.
Yeah.
It's the dollars. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. So, yeah. Okay. So that was a rare case. And is that the last one, or do you have like one other besides that?
I think we've got two more. We've got three old policies that we need to get rid of, and we're trying very hard.
Yeah. So once those are you have kind of rolled off the spectrum, then it's pretty much, I mean, every other policy that you've had for a number of years has been.
Yes, most of the others are good.
Yeah.
I mean, most of those have got good premiums, and we're doing all right on those. It's the old ones that were a problem.
Yeah.
Because we did not know that they could escalate, and they did.
Yeah. And so for
and
a number.
The people's body did not escalate.
No, it didn't. So for a number of years, you know, you realize that pretty quick. It's just you've had these for a while. But since
you
bought these, you've really, really honed this down. And you really know exactly what you're looking for. And more importantly, what you're not looking for. And that was very
since
early on in the process.
21 or 20, we got smart and we learned a lot more than we did know. And so we're doing a much better job. People are making a good profit.
Exactly. So, you know, it's nice to know. I'm sure you probably hear from maybe new investors or maybe even people have been investing for a long time, that it's nice to know that they can go to bed at night, sleep sound, and then wake up the next morning and know that they haven't lost their entire portfolio. They still have, you know, things that are going on, and if they wake up to terrible news of some kind, some worldly something or other happened, they don't have to jump up at, you know, 3 a.m. and check online to see if they still have anything left in their portfolio, because they know they do, because it's in a life insurance company, which makes all the difference.
You know, a gentleman told me this last week. He said, I'm used to making dry holes. So, you know, I could understand that. He said he's had some, but he had a dry hole. And he lost it all.
Yeah.
And they started over, just kept going.
Yeah.
And I think people who are in the oil business, they have to think that way. They have to believe that the next one and the next one will be all right.
Yeah. And oftentimes it is. And it's really the same kind of situation. The difference is you have a lot of information on the front end. And that is I think, probably the big difference. There's a lot of paperwork, a lot of reports, a lot of data that you yourself read through. Investors don't necessarily have to go through like 700 pages of content, but you do. You have all those reports. You have all the information. And so you're making a very, 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 educated decision on whether or not to even buy a policy. And if it's junk, you just throw it away. Investors never even see it because it's not a good policy.
Well, and as I told you, we had five in the last 2 months.
Yeah.
Five big policies mature.
I mean,
so, and this was a good amount of money.
Yeah. And that's how it's supposed to work. That's how the entire, I guess, investment is designed to work, not just get into one policy and then it matures, then you go off into the sunset. Your most profitable investors have been doing this for year after year after year, investing
in policies.
That's
right. They've been with us a long time.
Yeah.
So they've got good interest built up every year.
Yeah. It's just important, I think, for people to understand that this is not like, you know, winning the lottery. It's just going to happen overnight. It's something that you want to plan for. It's something that you want to, you know, and it's not difficult to do. You know, if you can look at planning for retirement like you're climbing Mount Everest, or you can just take it one policy at a time, which is what a lot of people do. And it's what really people should do. Get in a policy, get in two policies, get in three policies, get in four policies. As one matures, you reinvest into another policy. As another one matures, you reinvest into another policy. And that's kind of how...
Get that interest built up.
Exactly. And it adds up very, very quickly. I know you, and I don't remember what the numbers were, but I know you ran through some actual hard numbers a couple weeks ago, and I was shocked at how much money people have actually made over the years. And that span that you were talking about included several downturns in the overall economy. And people were still thriving because they were in life settlements. So, you know, it is worth looking at if people
it's
are...
It's a lot safer than most other investments.
Really, it is.
You know, the risk is not near as great.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about. Making money, getting ready for retirement in a conservative way. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is...
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every Saturday around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
Our trivia today is the State Fair of Texas.
Oh, here we
it's
go.
It's time.
This is the one
it's
I've been
time.
Waiting on.
And we have to remember, this has been going on since, do you remember what year?
No.
1886.
Oh, really?
1886, State Fair started. And there's been only been a few years when we didn't have it, during World War I and World War II. Other than that, it's always been here.
I had no
idea.
Even
when we lost Big Tex years ago.
I know, and I remember that. That was a tragedy. It was sad.
He had to have a new voice, a new body, new boots. They made him bigger, if you remember.
And bigger pants.
They made his clothes bigger, a size bigger.
Yeah.
And so he's bigger than he ever was. He's just as wonderful. Everybody loves Big Tex. Texas is known for him. No one has a Big Tex like we do.
Absolutely not. That's what we do.
And we'll have the livestock show. We'll have the dog shows. We've got the Midway, all the new rides. And then we've got my favorite deal, the awards for the best food. And remember, these chefs have worked on these recipes for years.
I know it.
They didn't just come this year to do this. It took them a long time to come up with what they wanted to present.
I know it. They've been fine-tuning
and
these for
a long
time.
We forget about that.
I know.
Yeah, we forget.
A lot of work goes into these. And it shows, too, because they come up with some genius combinations of food. And you can go to the fair and taste things that you've never tasted before. Flavor combinations.
I guarantee you'll never taste them again.
Yeah.
But the Big Choice Awards, it's the best, the boldest food in Texas. And here's all of it is.
All right.
We'll give you all the big deals. And it's different this year.
Really?
I mean, the ones that won... The Savoy Award, the winner was crab and mozzarella, handcrafted rice balls made with Maryland blue crab, mozzarella and herbs, deep fried, and served with marinara sauce.
Oh, that
sounds
delicious.
That was one
delicious.
Of the awards right there.
Wow. Ooh, that
then
is
different.
Then
we have the sweet winner, and it's a heck of a deal. It's a refreshing fruit cup. It's filled with diced mango, pineapple, watermelon, soaked in watermelon juice, and topped with shaved mango sorbet.
Oh, my word.
Now, that would be a delicious, delicious treat.
Oh.
And I didn't realize this year there was a lot of drinks that were entered.
Really? That's
different.
I didn't
remember last year any drinks being offered.
No. I remember.
They made a lot of stuff this year.
Huh.
Yeah, and I've read all of them, and it's just amazing. And the sipper winner out of all that was a cookie chaos, a milkshake, with creamy cookie butter milkshake, loaded with various cookies, topped with whipped cream and a cookie.
Oh.
It looks delicious.
Oh, it sounds like delicious.
Then we've got this other one, the most creative out of the whole group. The most creative was a Wyckoff bacon cheeseburger with deviled egg sliders. Never heard of such.
What?
It's a Cajun dish with the Japanese, you know, beef patty with aged cheddar, bacon sandwiched between two deep-fried crusted deviled egg halves.
Oh, my
deviled
word.
Egg halves sliders in the middle.
Oh, my gosh. I've never heard of such a thing before.
I haven't either, but I've got a picture of it. It's something else.
Wow.
You can see the egg, you can see the beef, you can see bacon, cheese. I mean, everything in the world in that thing.
Of course, now you put bacon in anything and it makes it delicious. So, I mean, how bad could it possibly be? It sounds amazing.
And then another one was a deep-fried deli taco.
Oh.
It said it had taquera. What is that? Tacos are filled with pastrami, mashed potatoes, cheese, and chives, and deep fried.
Oh.
And they're served with a spicy green sauce.
Now, there you go. Oh, that sounds delicious.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my.
Then they have a Vietnamese crunch dog. It's a take on a corn dog that features marinated meat in a fluffy batter, coated in maha crumbs, topped with sriracha mayo and pickled vegetables.
Oh, so that's spicy. Nice.
That thing would get you, I guarantee.
Then, it'll get you.
And the sweet deals had candy lemon sour face. It's a candy dipped lemon with a sweet and sour kick that delivers a burst of flavor.
Wow. That sounds amazing.
Yeah. And then they've got the Dubai chocolate cheesecake.
Oh, boy.
It's a decadent cup with layers of Belgium chocolate, pistachio spread, chunks of New York-style cheesecake, topped with chocolate drizzle and crushed pistachios.
Oh, my word. Oh,
I mean,
these
things are to die for.
Golly.
And then they had a frozen fresh lime margarita. It's elevated with wine-infused boba pearls that burst with mango or strawberry flavor.
Oh, my.
Then they have another adult beverage. It's a sweet cream liqueur and layers of watermelon and blueberry Red Bull margarita topped with Pop Rocks and fresh fruit.
There we go. The Pop Rocks, that'll send you over the edge.
Then they've got a hot honeycomb lemonade shake.
Really?
The lemonade is infused with honey, fresh jalapenos, and topped with a skewer of red honeycomb.
Ooh, that sounds interesting. Never heard of that
before.
And
they've got a coconut quadruple, a whole fresh young coconut with ice-cold coconut slushy, soft-serve coconut ice cream, and a sprinkling of coconut flakes.
Wow. You're right. There are a lot of drinks this year. I don't remember this.
And I've never heard of that. Then they have a funnel cake. They buy a funnel cake. And then they have a warm French toast baked topped with bluebell, homemade ice cream,
yeah,
caramel, maple syrup, and a cinnamon crunch.
Oh, I believe I would buy that out. Give me all that you have.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a lot of sweet deals this year besides all the drinks. I've never seen all these drinks.
Me neither.
They said they had 76 entrances this year,
really?
More than they've ever had.
Wow. You're right.
Yeah, 76 entries from people wanting to win a spot at the fair.
I mean, I may have heard you or remember, you know, talking about a drink here or there, but I don't remember anything to this volume. Was there like a theme or something that they put out and said, if you want to enter, you have to have a beverage? Or was it just, is it coincidence? That's weird.
But I know they have rules. You know, in order to get it into the judging deal on it.
My word.
And I remember every year that all these judges, you have certain criteria. If you don't meet that, your deal doesn't even get judged.
Yeah. I mean, it takes a lot just to get to that point.
Yeah, and then they say a lot of these people experiment and experiment for years before they think they have something good enough to come to the fair and to win. Because if you don't win a spot, you're not going to get in.
No.
It's not going to be sold at the fair.
Yeah, and it also kind of seems like not only are there more drinks, but it seems like there's more light kind of flavors, like fruity kind of things instead of...
Yeah, I thought so too, that lemonade and all those different fruits. It doesn't seem like it's as rich as usual. Mm. You know, in past, we've read some things that I guarantee if you ate the whole thing, you'd be ill.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember some of those, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Some over-the-top things that you have just one of them, and you probably need a shot and maybe need to go to the hospital.
I know. I mean, it's so rich, usually. You can't even finish one of these deals.
Yeah.
And they're all going to be added to the lineup. It's going to be something.
This is going to be something. I still love, you know, anything with Bluebell. See, now here we come back to ice cream again, like we were talking about a little while ago.
Yeah.
We come back to Bluebell. You know, you put Bluebell on anything, and it's going to be delicious, but you put all that other stuff with it, and it's just like over-the-top crazy deliciousness. I can't even believe it.
Anybody that in Texas eats Bluebell, I can guarantee.
Yeah. Oh, it's a food group here. If it's not,
yes,
it should be.
People eat steak, Bluebell, and Dr. Pepper. I mean, that's usually it.
Unless you bought out all the Dr. Pepper.
That's right, and I do try.
I know you do.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I was shocked. You know, I mean, even the first one you were talking about, you know, the winner, I think it was the sweet category, was like mango pineapple something or other.
Yeah, mango pineapple this year.
Yeah.
And I'm shocked at that.
I thought, okay.
Because usually it would be a variation of, you know, some different candies. I remember that one year, the chocolate candy just roared.
Oh, I mean,
they had every kind of chocolate in the world,
yeah,
which would, you know, be too much almost.
Yeah, and you know how I love chocolate, but boy, I just thinking about all of it just kind of makes me a little ill at some point.
And you have to think about how many of these people they have room for every year.
Yeah.
You know, you're a new guy coming in. Everybody else has got their spots, and so they have to find a place to put you in. To get you established.
Yeah. I'm kind of, I don't know if I'm surprised or if I'm like should have expected it, but when you started talking about like Dubai cheesecake, I'm thinking I had forgotten about it, but it seems to be like it's all the rage. I mean, all over the internet, everybody's talking about Dubai chocolate and this and that and the other thing. And I guess I should have been expecting something like that at the fair. Because it is so popular. But then when you mention it, I'm like, I don't think I've ever heard of anything like that at the fair. But, I mean, I can see it. It seems like a natural fit. I'm shocked and I'm not shocked. I didn't expect to hear it, I guess.
And see, I'm still with Fletcher's Corn Dogs, you know, the old original corn dog. I mean, you have to have those at every fair.
You have to. You have to. You can't go to the fair without a Fletcher's, without some barbecue, without, you know,
no.
I mean, you got your staples that you have to have, but then the other new additions, you got to try. It's just.
But this beef with the egg sliders is very unusual.
Yes.
I would never thought of putting an egg with that.
No. Mm-mm. Me either. I mean,
it's just different.
Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, you sit and think about it, and some of these combinations, it's like, ooh, who would ever think about putting those things together?
That's why it took them so long to come up with it. They wasn't sure it was going to work.
Yeah, but boy, apparently
going,
it did.
I don't know whether we want to put this together or not.
Yeah, but I mean, to get into the judging, first of all, and then to get to a point where you've got a spot, I mean, those are some pretty big hurdles to get in there, so they must be delicious. There's got to be something to
That's
it.
That's right, and they start, you know, a month or two back because all the entries, they have to taste everything. All the judges have to go through this, so they have to start early to have it ready, you know, by last weekend where they could announce to the world, you know, who the winners were.
Yeah. This is my favorite time of year. You know, when we start talking about fair and food and all that, I'm totally in. This is it. It's all the flavors. It's everything about, I guess, fall and food that makes it so great. And that's this is what makes us special, is because nobody else, I'm pretty sure, ever in the country has this much variety and this much over-the-top food that is award-winning. This is what it's all about. So
Texas is the biggest and the best.
Yes, for a reason. And if you don't believe us, if you're visiting, go to the fair and see why.
You'll That's experience right. Try it. Us and see how big and wonderful it is.
Yeah, your tummy will will tell you.
It will tell you all about it. And when they drag you out of there that night, you'll know how much you ate.
Yeah, but it's a once in a lifetime thing. So you know, this is the best time of year to be here. I think so. This is just awesome. I've been so looking forward to this for so long. Really, since last year, since the list came out and the fair last year, I've been just like waiting to see how they're going to top it. And boy, did they take an unexpected left turn this year.
Yeah, they took a turn, especially with all those drinks that we weren't expecting.
I know it. And so many fruity flavors and so many unique flavors. And I don't know, it's always a surprise and it's always over the top and exciting and sounds awesome. But this year I was not expecting drinks. I was not expecting fruit. I was not expecting anything. So yeah, this is a big surprise this year. I can't wait. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And then you start to think about how much you can actually spend on all the food and all the...
Oh, my gosh. You need to take about $300 or $400 when you go to the fair. You're going to need it.
Yeah, because you
it's
can't...
not for the faint of heart.
No,
You're going to eat your way through this. You better take some money.
Yeah. I mean, you might drop some cash, but boy, I tell you, it is worth it because you're not going to find anything like this anywhere else. It's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime thing, so...
It's a one-time deal.
Yeah.
You might as well just splurge and do it.
Yeah. Of course, we do it every year, or hopefully we do it every year. But boy, it's just, it gets better and better. So, but to take all this cash, you got to make some cash. So
that's right. You better be making some money with us.
Yeah, exactly.
Before you go to the fair.
So, yeah. So real quick, before we wrap, with an annuity, it's not really anything that people have to really engage in. It's just something that kind of goes on autopilot. It's not really something that
it
takes
does.
Up people's
if
time.
It makes money. If it's working the way it is, we don't change it. If it's not making as much as we'd like, we can make changes every year. We have 14 choices. I mean, there's so many ways to do it, and to do it safely, and do it inside the annuity.
Yeah.
You're never directly in the stock market. You're not paying a broker every year. So it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a very conservative investment. There's not a whole lot of qualifications to do an annuity. I mean, they do check some things, but you don't have any kind of hardcore, I don't know.
They don't check like they do on life settlements.
Yeah, yeah. And there's not really a whole lot of risk involved either, from what I can think anyway. I mean, I'm trying to think of some kind of a risk, but I really...
For an annuity?
Yeah.
I don't know of one there would be.
Yeah.
Because your principal is safe, and once your interest is made, it's locked in. So that makes it really a safe investment.
Yeah. I mean, I can't come up with any reason.
It doesn't go backwards.
Yeah, there you go. It doesn't go backwards, and the bottom won't fall out. So there you go. That's option
right.
One. The second option we were talking about is life settlements. If nobody's ever done one before, they're very easy. You're just literally buying into a life insurance policy that somebody is selling, and your policies are very specific. You're looking for certain kinds. You're looking for quicker returns. You're looking for things that are not affected by anything else. It's a safe investment. It's a conservative investment. You know what you're going to make ahead of time. You know about when you're going to make it ahead of time. So, I mean, there's two risks that you talk about, but they're pretty, I guess, minimal, relatively speaking. What's the first one?
They are now.
Yeah.
The risk is not near as much as it used to be because we've got those premiums down. They're low now. So you know that you don't have that risk now of a premium keep going. So the risk is really taken out of it now. So you know going in what you know what your premium is, you know what your profit is. If it goes over, you have all that information in advance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that, you know, is great. Now then, you must be accredited to do this. So the accreditation is you must make $200,000 a year or be worth $1 million without your house.
Okay.
And this is not a security. Remember that.
And
so,
it's also not
liquid. We're not involved with the stock market because it is not a security.
Yeah. Yeah. So if anybody, and nobody's, I don't think anybody's ever really asked if they could before, but it's not liquid. So you can't get any, you have to wait until the policy matures to get.
That's right. You have to wait to get paid when it matures. You can't go in the middle and want to get paid. You get paid at the end, your principal and interest.
Yeah. But considering, you know, all that is mapped out ahead of time, and considering that people are accredited to do it, it's really a non-issue. Nobody really, you know, questions that, or even, I mean, they know it going in. So it's just, you know, they just.
That's right. They know everything. The contract covers everything that could happen.
Yeah.
In advance.
Just a matter of, you know, set it and just wait. And that's all there is to it. So
wait, that's right.
All right. So for people to get started, or if they want more information, they do need to come talk to you and make an appointment. So one last time, Faye, what is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.